Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Edivos, and we're up to parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. From Maskirnis to Rishama Vehilal Vatala. If in all the previous three Mishnayos we had a sheet of Shammai, a sheet of Hillel, and we rejected both of them, so why would we quote them if we're going to reject both of them anyway? So Lamid Lador Sabam Shloya Yadam Omid Al Devarav Shari Avos Salam La Amdu Al Devarim. This is particularly going on the last Mishnah where we rejected both of them because of the word of two weavers, of two random weavers, and that shows us that one of the signs of godless, of gedolei olam, is not to insist that you're right and to be mekabel the emes from whoever happens to say it, even if they happen to just be simple weavers. Now moving on to Mishnah Hey. So v'lam maskirin divrei yachid b'nim Reuben. In general, in Shas, why do we ever mention the das yachid against Merubim? Hol vein halacha el gedivrei Merubin. If after all, achiram lahatos, we're always going to follow the majority opinion anyway. So the answer is Shem Yer Beizdin as Divrei Hayachid V'Yismachalav. If any Beizdin thinks that what the Yachid said is more logical, and they therefore follow that Shita, so Shein Beizdin Yachal Vatzel, meaning that's going to be accepted. The Beis Din is going to have to accept it because they're following an actual shita that exists, and therefore Shein Beis Din Yachal Vatzel Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro Asher Gadol Menu B'Chacham Minyan. Another Beis Din is not going to be able to overturn that unless they're Gadol B'Chacham Minyan. Hagadol Menu B'Chacham Avolo B'Minyan. If a later Beis Din is greater in Chachma but not greater in Minyan, B'Minyan Avolo B'Chachma, or greater in number but not greater in wisdom, and Yachal Vatzel Dvar, then the later Beis Din can't overrule that which the earlier Beis Din said, Ashi Agad Menu B'Chachma U'B'Minyan. It needs to be greater in Chachma and in Minyan. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet. We had said that the reason we even bother mentioning Hillel and Shammai, if we're going to reject them in favor of the two weavers anyway, is to show how gedolei olam are mekabel the emes, even if it comes from two weavers. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said the reason we ever mention Adas Yachid when there are rabbim that disagree is because if in the future there's a bezin that sees fit to follow the shita of the Das Yachid and to rely on that Das Yachid against the rabbim, against the majority opinion, that Beis Din is allowed to pasken that way, and even though generally achir rabim lahatos, and we don't we have this principle veil veil divrei elokim chayim, and this is part of veil veil divrei elokim chayim. And in general, Beis Din kolim b'mvatzel divrei Beis Din chavero, if they're gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan, not one or the other, but both chachma and minyan. That's from next time. We'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.